I mean, sci-fi brought us Sharknado.
Uh-huh.
The movie Cocaine Bear was released just last year, and I found it to be very entertaining. But this isn't a movie.
No.
This is real. 13 sharks caught off the coast of Brazil have tested positive for cocaine. And they're talking about a high concentration
yes.
of cocaine.
When I first saw this story, I immediately thought of Pablo Escobar's so-called named cocaine hippos, because he illegally imported 4 hippopotamuses to his estate.
Is it hippopotami?
And after he was killed, they got loose and they ended up breeding everywhere. And everybody was like, look out for the cocaine hippos. It's like, what? But it's a big problem now, those hippos are.
So anyway, scientists collected 13 sharp-nosed sharks that were caught by fishermen. And as they were examining them, they found that they were all coked up, which means we're assuming that the ocean is contaminated with drugs from drug smugglers dumping
sure,
their
sure.
stash in the ocean,
well,
the drug labs.
It. They're probably eating the packages, you bet.
That's what we're thinking. And,
yeah.
And it makes me kind of concerned. Like, okay, if these sharks are high on
yeah.
cocaine, is there a big cocaine problem under the sea?
Oh, my God.
Maybe that's what Sebastian was singing about.
I don't know.
Under the sea.
Yeah, it's kind of freaky, huh? I mean, sharks are scary enough. You don't want one that's been up for 3 days.
Right? And let's give big props to the fishermen. Those coked up sharks must have put up quite a fight.
I bet they did.
Well, there's not going to be any coked up sharks showing up in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, but there are tornadoes and the fabulous Sharon Stone returned to the big screen as a villain. That's coming up in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.